This is the Onega Girls Locker Room Chat here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Craig Boswell, head coach of the Buffalo Girls. And, well, coaches, you've last talked two games last week on Thursday and Friday. First on Thursday, you went up against a very good Donovan West team, one of the best teams in the league, and you fall short 66-39. Follow that up on Friday with a really good performance against Clifton Clyde, but you fall short 46-43, so a tough, heartbreaking loss for your girls. But what have just been your thoughts on these last two games since we've last talked?
You know, Donovan West, you know, they're pretty deep, and they came out running on us, and they came out pretty hot, shooting some threes. I think they had three or four in the first quarter, and our girls just couldn't really get into the game, you know, give Donovan West a lot of credit, a lot of pressure on defense. So they ultimately just played a great game, and our girls just couldn't keep up with them. Yeah, and then Clifton Clyde, you know, our girls, you know, they put a very good game together. You know, it was unfortunate we couldn't get that last shot in to tie the game, get it in overtime. But I think ultimately that game right there, the girls' confidence, even though we did get the loss, I think that was a really good game for us to come into tomorrow's game and Friday. I'm really excited to see how we compete against Hanover for sure.
Yeah, was that also big for you from a coaching standpoint? You know, you'd have the tough loss to Donovan West the night before. It's a back-to-back. But your girls come out, still play really well, and giving themselves a chance to win against a team like Clifton Clyde?
Yeah. I mean, you know, these girls, from the very beginning, there's really no quit in them. And, you know, I keep trying to coach them just like, hey, we're going to have games like that, but you got to come out the next night or the next day in practice, and you just got to start over and go and move forward. And these girls have been really, really good. And here's the kind of the neat thing with this group is, you know, at the very beginning, you know, after a loss, you know, they kind of wear their heart on their sleeve. But now I can just see it like they're like, okay, we're seeing the improvements. We're seeing that we can hang with some of these teams. And that's ultimately what I'm trying to do is before sub-state is to have that confidence so we can kind of get that first round upset.
Yeah, because, I mean, you look at even the point totals that your girls are putting up this year. It's obviously a big improvement here from the last couple of years. And although, you know, the record isn't quite indicative of that, I mean, you're definitely seeing improvements. But, of course, as you mentioned, you've got a tough stretch coming up here to finish off this week. You've got Hanover coming up tomorrow night and then Valley Heights on Friday. So two really tough opponents here now this week. Are you hoping that maybe that confidence continues here in these two?
Yeah, you know, with Hanover, you know, it just depends what they come out. But I'm pretty confident if our girls start the game out well, I think it's going to be another close game with Hanover. You know, we have a kind of a game plan against Hanover. I'm pretty confident that if our girls, like I said, start out well, I think we'll do really good. But, you know, then Valley Heights on Friday, you know, Coach Brockman, he's done a great job with that defense over there. Those girls are solid, and my goal into that game is to hopefully find a flow of the game that we can kind of maybe control so we can slow them down. And it's going to be really hard against some of their top girls. But I'm excited to see where we're at against Valley Heights, too.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck here against Hanover coming up tomorrow night and also Valley Heights on Friday. And as always, thank you so much for taking the time out and joining us. We certainly appreciate it. But we'll talk to you one final time coming up next week.
All right. Thanks, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Craig Boswell, head coach of the Onega Girls, joining us on our Locker Room Chats here on 92.1 KMZA.